Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thank goodness we're in football season, folks, but it also means we're in hurricane season, and we know everybody's always worried about losing power. WWL wants to help you ease your concerns. That's why we've teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service to offer you the chance to win a portable generator. We're talking about a Generac GP6500 portable generator, total value almost $1,000. You can enter to win once every day starting now. Go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, because when the power goes off, Craig's comes on, and WWL, Louisiana's official emergency management station. We've been talking about the Saints, who wrapped up practice today. It was a shorter session. They were not in pads today, just in shells, I guess, getting ready, taking it a little bit easy before having that padded practice session tomorrow, a joint workout with the LA Rams. Looking forward to finding out more about that and how it goes. Little bit odd there, Charlie, for me, because usually you might practice against a team that you're gearing up to play in the preseason, but not typically practicing against the team that you'll face in the regular season.
Yeah, that's a true point there. I mean, they didn't get any work in with the Chargers because Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers declined.
Yeah, and I get it from their point of view. You know, playing in the Hall of Fame game, I'm guessing they didn't need the extra work.
Exactly. They had that whole extra week of preseason action, so they were okay. With the Saints, yes, you do play the Rams during the regular season, but, I mean, at the same time, like, how many of the players that are going to be actually participating are going to be
right. Great, you know, point
key
there.
Cogs of that regular season matchup is kind of my question. A lot can change in a week in the NFL, much less, you know, a few months.
Yeah, a lot has changed with the Saints' offensive line. We got word of the fact that Trevor Penning dealing with an injury. It's been called turf toe.
Yep.
Saying that he's going to miss a good amount of time. We don't know exactly when he's expected to be back, but if it is turf toe, might be, you know, spilling into the regular season, unfortunately, and definitely missing time, valuable time right now, with reps, you know, gelling with this offensive line unit that's trying to find its way. Well, a guy that could benefit from that, who was signed this offseason, Dylan Raidens, a one-year deal with the Saints back on March 24th. He's 6'6", 301 pounds, attended North Dakota State, selected by the Titans in the second round of the draft in 2021. He played for them from 21 to 24, appearing in 54 games, 31 starts at various positions along the offensive line. He talked to the media, and like I said, our WWL soundbank brought to you by First American Bank. Let's hear from potentially the new starting guard at left side for the Saints, Dylan Raidens.
You're playing tackle, and then all of a sudden, you know, Trevor goes down, you're in a guard. What's that flexibility like?
Yeah, for sure. I'm in, it's always, you got to be flexible in the position I'm in. And, going from playing guard all last year and then now taking tackle reps, and it's been a year and a half, and then now going back to guard. So, yeah, pride myself on that flexibility. I've started games at every position but center, and just got to keep being flexible in this league. So,
how did tackle feel to you during the game?
Definitely got banged some rust off. Definitely not a par performance. Definitely got to be better in that aspect. But definitely some good things to build off of there. Just got to continue to be flexible at that tackle position as well.
You know, you never want to see like a player go down with injury, obviously. But what do you think this kind of opportunity now with the ones means for you, and how are you looking?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm in the NFL to play football. So anytime I get to actually be a starter, continue to compete for that opportunity, get to be thrown in there with the ones. I mean, I started it all year last year, besides two games. So just being able to go in there and be with the ones, that's why I'm here, to play football. So definitely, I need to take good care of this opportunity. So,
what do you like about this run scheme that they're implementing here? Mm-hmm. If it's going right,
For sure. I think, yeah, obviously you saw it last year with the Eagle scheme and Saquon, and obviously we have Alvin Kamara, so it's definitely capable of rushing for a lot of yards in a year as long as everybody's doing their job and we're working as a cohesive unit. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what it does for us for the season. And, yeah, like I said, if as long as everybody's working together on the same page, there's some real hope for this year. So,
from y'all's perspective as an offensive line, are they able to kind of like simplify the assignments and make it so you're not – Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. There's always just different terminology and stuff that we use from play to play that help the O-line, and then tight ends the same way too. So, yeah, just being able to simplify it and work efficiently as well. So I think they're able to, this coaching staff's able to do that really well. Kellen's done a good job of installing the playbook that way, and, yeah, we're excited. So,
what was your kind of review of the play that led to the sack fumble? Was that –
Yeah, it can't lunge. Yeah, like I said, first time playing right tackle, and I don't know, since 2023, I think. So, yeah, just can't lunge. Got to get back to my roots of when I was playing that position. You can't lunge like that. Old teammate of mine, Murphy, is the one who got the sack. He was a teammate of mine in Tennessee, so congratulated him at the end of the game. Obviously, it was a good play, but, yeah, unacceptable on my part. Can't be lunging like that.
Are you more comfortable with left or right tackle?
I think just the way I grew into North Dakota State, I was left tackle, so I think that's going to be my home, the left side, no matter what. That doesn't mean I'm not able to play right. Just got to, you know, get back into the swing of things at right.
That was Dylan Radins after practice yesterday for the Saints. And, yeah, he's in an interesting position right now with some injuries along the offensive line. I was quick to be very negative about his play in that that preseason opener. Hopefully a move back to the guard slot will result in better outcome for him.
Yeah, so was Saints Twitter. Number
I'm sure
77
it
was catching some heat. And so Dylan Radins, he's had an interesting career, Steve, because he has played multiple spots along the offensive line. And just kind of reading into him a little bit, as a former second-round pick, you know, his entire career was with Tennessee leading up to this year.
Right.
But he started off his career kind of as a reserve, and then he got just into the role due to injury. And then in 2022, he started out as a backup because he was a 2021 rookie. 2022 started off as a backup as well, and then he ended up playing in 11 games that season because of injury. And then in 2023, he played 16 games, had 11 starts. You know, he kind of cemented himself in his third year at the NFL level. And then in 2024, so he's played in different spots as well, played at both guard spots for the Titans. You know, starting him off at right tackle was, I guess, just kind of seeing how he would do. You heard it from Dylan himself.
Right, exactly.
It didn't go very well, and there's stuff that he could improve on. But realistically, you know, and like Mike and I had said, the Titans' offensive line was abysmal, and it's been abysmal for years. And if you're looking at him as a starter, it's probably not a good thing. Like, he should more be that backup,
reserve guy, right? That
can come in for you due to injury. Well, the issue is Trevor Penning suffered an injury right off the bat in the first week of the preseason. Will Clapp, who was brought in to be a reserve center for you, but it could also potentially play the guard position, also gets injured right off the bat, season ending for him. So if you're starting the season tomorrow, Steve, and you're playing the Arizona Cardinals on Thursday, right? Thursday, August 14th, right? It's not the case, obviously. Dylan Radins is going to be your starting left guard, I would think. So,
yeah, that's why I asked earlier on. I'm like, what do you think about a guy like Landon Young? I know primarily tackle, but he's got that flexibility to maybe slot in on the guard spot if they're more comfortable with his experience there.
Once again, the Titans' offensive line wasn't good, but at least Radins has run at both guard spots throughout his, you know, young NFL career. I would lean him as far as your left guard as of now. Mike thinks that they need to go get a veteran. We'll see if they can find one.
That's a thing, yeah. What's out there?
Exactly.
And I don't think you're making a trade.
I wouldn't. You're not
worthy of making a trade, right?
You're not trading draft capital.
No.
Like, at all. Maybe a player move, but even then, that's a little bit strange at this point. I think that, you know, maybe they'll try and sign someone off the edge just to be a depth piece now for this offensive line. But as of now, with Penning's injury, I think that you can probably expect to see him slot in at left guard now and start to get some reps, at least right off the bat with this you know, joint practice work against the Rams tomorrow and then the upcoming preseason matchup against the Jaguars.
Definitely hoping we see a better showing from Dylan Raidens in preseason game number two. Hopefully a lot more comfortable playing that guard position going into this game. I would imagine he'll be your starter out there. We shall see, though.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I want to get into more of our WWL Sound Bank brought to you by First American Bank. Defensive end slash, I guess you would say, outside linebacker, Jonah Williams, another new addition to this team. He's 6'5", 275 pounds, played college ball at Weber State, signed with the LA Rams as an undrafted free agent in 2020, played for them, the Vikings, and the Lions before signing with the Saints in March of this year. Super Bowl champion back with those LA Rams, signed a one-year deal here in New Orleans, reuniting with, guess who, Brandon Staley. We'll get to hear from him now. Like I said, this is WWL Sound Bank brought to you by First American Bank. Let's hear what Jonah Williams had to say.
You were with Brandon before, right?
Yeah, yep.
Is anything different about him now that he's, like, not in the... I know he's in D.C. when you were with him, but, like...
Yeah.
Like, have you seen, like, any changes in him, the way he's teaching stuff, the way he's doing stuff?
I mean, Staley's still Staley. The Staley I like. He knows how to command a room. Need the defense. I think the one thing that's different is the simplicity. I think he made it a little bit easier as a defensive lineman to get lined up quick, seize keys, and play football. Before we had a lot more, front adjustments. We still have those adjustments, but he tries to make it so we're, you know, locked in certain situations and a lot more variations for offenses to see, but it's like harder for the offense to know what we're doing, but easier for us to line up. So, I mean, it makes us play faster.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you're saying play fast, like you feel the difference in that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and everything's different from when I was with him in 2020. I mean, I was undrafted that year. I mean, everything was new, but I had 4 years in that defense. He left after that first year, but he had so much success with it that no matter who was there at the Rams, at the helm, that defense stuck. They're so successful with it. I mean, they won the Super Bowl with it in 2021. So it feels like home to me. It's the defense that I grew up in the league. So
there's going to be a lot of players on this defense who ties to Brandon from one place or another. Is that helpful in terms of just getting everyone on the same page and communicating the language?
Yeah. I mean, in our defensive line room, I think it was – just me with the tightest to Staley.
Chris
Rump, yeah, he's with the outside linebackers. So, yeah, when we're together, like, a lot of that communication is a little bit easier for us. But I think having us both in those rooms, it helps between the X's and O's. Like, the nuances of the calls is you know, where all the plays are made. You might have this gap, but this is what you can do in certain scenarios. I think that's where you really have success in this defense in this league.
So there's, like, some trust then with y'all as players to see and react.
For sure. I think that's part of the reason we're here is because we've played in this defense, and it is simpler than it used to be, but there's still stuff you need to know as a defensive line. Like, there's, you know, there's other systems where you just line up, you know, three tech to the tight end, and that's what you do every single play. That's not this defense. We build in other stuff that makes it a little harder for the offense to adjust to, and you'd be on your P's and Q's for that.
What was kind of your review on how you played in the preseason game?
It was good. We're still cleaning up some of the communication as a defense, but the energy, the just playing together as a defense, I thought it was great.
Have you seen just kind of like the defense as a whole kind of buy in? Obviously, you weren't here last year, but, like, it just, yeah, feels like the buy-in is a little tighter, I guess. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you know, watching it kind of progress through OTAs, like, there was only a couple people that had kind of been in his system, and so it was, like, new to everyone. We kind of got on top of the install quick, got it all in, and now we're in this, like, just master phase, and I think you're seeing just more confidence out of everyone. Now that it's, like, less about learning the playbook, a little more about that, the nuanced side that I was talking about earlier, like, you know, what's not on paper. So how you can cheat certain things, you know, make it a little bit easier. They can actually play together. There's a lot of that in football that, you know, isn't talked about. Just how, like, as a defensive lineman, how you can play certain techniques to make it a little bit easier on your linebacker. And it's not on the paper. It's not on the playbook. But by doing it, you're going to be a more stout defense.
That was Jonah Williams, Saints defensive end. You know, you look at this D-line, and it's going to be interesting to see how things shake out with the roster for the Saints. With Williams, he has that past experience in Brandon Staley's scheme when Staley was the DC over with the LA Rams and they won the Super Bowl.
Jonah Williams had three different stints with the Rams. Obviously, the very first one, including his rookie campaign back in 2020, was with Coach Staley, but he was also back there from 2021 through 2023 after having a short stint with the Vikings. And then he went back to the Rams in 2024. So,
and he mentioned they're still basically implementing that scheme that Staley had in place because it was successful.
Exactly. The Rams defense, when Brandon Staley was there, was the number one defense in football. Granted, Aaron Donald was kind of on the...
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, one of the best defensive players of all time on the interior of that defensive line, kind of holding everything down. But, I mean, there's something there with Staley as a defensive coordinator. Not every good DC, Mike has said this before, or OC is a good head coach, right? It's the same thing with Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen didn't work as a head coach, but we expect him to be a good DC in Chicago. Brandon Staley didn't work as a head coach with the Chargers necessarily. He had issues with the Chargers organization, and, you know, he was too analytical-minded, whatever. But he's coming back to be a DC of New Orleans. He's not coming back to be a head coach.
And in camp, that has definitely looked like the strength of the Saints team.
Exactly. So it's something to be a little bit excited there with Brandon Staley's return to that coordinator role.